Charlestown Navy Yard, U.S. Naval Facility since 1800. The Charlestown Navy Yard is home to the USS Constitution, the USS Cassin Young, one of the first two dry docks in the United States, and the USS Constitution Museum. In 1800, the government purchased the land for the Charlestown Navy Yard at Moulton's Point and established the yard itself shortly thereafter. Moulton's Point is where the British troops landed for their attack on the Patriots during the Battle of Bunker Hill. In 1814, the yard launched its first U.S. ship of the line, the USS Independence. Multiple Navy Yard ships saw service in the Civil War. However, it was primarily a repair and storage facility until the 1890s. At that time, it started to build steel-hulled ships. The Navy Yard reached its height of activity during World War II, with peak employment in 1943 of 50,128 men and women, working around the clock, 7 days a week. The yard then covered 130 acres with 86 buildings and 3.5 million square feet of floor space. A second dry dock was also added. During this peak period, the Navy Yard could build a destroyer escort in 4 months and an LST, landing ship tank, in less than 4 weeks. Overall, between 1939 and 1945, the Navy Yard built 30 destroyers, 60 escort vessels, overhauled and repaired 3,500 ships, and outfitted over 11,000. After World War II, the Navy Yard was involved with upgrading the fleet and modifying World War II ships for Cold War service. Being so far from the fighting, the Navy Yard did not receive much work during the Korean and Vietnam conflicts. As part of cost-cutting measures, President Nixon ordered the yard closed in 1974. Many Bostonians, however, believe that the Nixon administration made that decision to punish Massachusetts, the only state to vote against him in 1972. Since the closing, the bulk of the facility has been recycled and developed. The 30 acres that were transferred to the National Park Service became part of the Boston National Historical Park, with a mission to interpret the art and history of naval shipbuilding.